Jeannie Paavo, front and center, please. Jeannie Paavo, paging Jeannie Paavo. She's terrified. Everybody still steer real hard.
I'm only up here quickly because I know you're so irritated.
Look, at you are my sunshine, okay?
Oh, gosh.
Love you.
Oh,
one more time.
Love you.
All right. One, two. That's him. Yep. Wow. I feel like I should have like a little skirt thing. And it's really cold. It's like freezing cold. Wow. Yeah, well, that's what I'm thinking too, and I'm going to smell real good too. Okay. I shouldn't mess with, but this is like, all right. Thank you so much, Jeannie. Okay. I'm good to go now, right? I'm good to go. Jeannie Paavo, thank you for the amazing, wondrous, so deep-hearted gift and labor-intensive. And, you know, I know you're not the richest woman on the island. I don't know how you did what you did, but you know, thank you. Jeannie, if you ever cut into my act again like that, you're going to get it. Okay. All right. What's this?
That cavalier broke his neck.
Oh. Can we put it somewhere so that I don't damage it? You can take this. Yeah, take the mat. There, yeah. Okay. Whose mat is that? Eric's?
This one? This mat. Oh, yours. Yeah.
Everybody breathe in and release. I'm trying to shoot it over your heads. You don't want none of this coming out, trust me. I wasn't kidding. All right. So, there's two things, and we're getting late. I got to switch gears, and I need to do what I need to do. Okay. There's two things I wanted to talk about. The first thing is what the guys are doing, why they're not here, and why I'm now maybe mentally impaired from the damage I've done to myself over this whole chaos. Just joking, okay. I've requested that a door be assembled and built and placed in a field. And with a frame, like a basic frame, very simple, very plain, okay, door to be put out there, and got photographs and picked out how I wanted, what I wanted, yada, yada, yada. And 2 months ago, I think it was, and put a certain somebody in charge of handling the project. And to make a very long story and very painful story short, what I got to see a couple hours ago looked like something. Well, first of all, mine was a door with four little wood kind of sectional pieces to it, and it was made out of, like, it looked like real wood, but it looked weathered and old, and it was really cool looking, and it had a cool door handle knob, and I went, something like that even. Yeah, I mean, I know that's not what I'm going to be happy with, whatever, and if you can't do that, just give me a decent door. What I got a few hours ago looked like something that was dragged out of the woods and they scraped the shit off of it and it's dry rotted and the holes in it. And then they tuck a piece of wood and put it down and hammer two nails in it and it there and it. When you went to it swung open and stayed that way, and it the frame to it, the door's here. This is how the frame was, and I so of course he's like, "Come see," and I seen, and I looked at him, and I for the first time I could honestly relate to the dark side. And at that time, green lightning came out. And it was like... So... I had to switch gears. Couldn't say really what it was about, but tried to hint to what it was about with somebody else that I did a one-on-one with today. And that was after meltdown and rebuild. Get back to what I had to do. Did what I had to do. Came back and ate dinner, meet, greet, be friendly, have a chit chat, and take this, move it aside. I am the master, let me tell you. And do what I have to do. And then Mr. Eric Robinson says to me, "I've located on the Kalani property," because I says, "This is not going to do, this is shameful. And we're talking a few hundred dollars, I even, you know, Kalani to pay to have this done for us, because we can't fly a freaking door out here with us in the luggage, okay? anytime you're ready, I'm ready to, anyway. So, no, I'm serious. I think we need that door. So I called it a door. We need that. Whatever the. That's too good for it. You wait and see. You'll see. I'm not making this up. So anyway, to make a long story short, somebody knows I'm very angry with them, and I feel really bad that I have to be really angry with them, but I'm kind of semi over it, but it was very upsetting. I was so... You needed to have this class with this freaking door. And so I was really... I've been planning that for two freaking months amongst everything else. So you understand, it was just like... I was just really bummed that I couldn't give you what I needed to give you. So Eric Robinson comes over after all of this and did everything, and I'm just finished eating. He says, "I've located," he said, "I'm not going to call them doors. It's the best we can do, but there's some stuff in their workshops and some stuff like this. Would you come and take a look at it and see what you think?" And I looked at him and I said, "You do realize your life is unhinged now, because if I'm unhappy, you could get the solar storm now on you too. Two for one." Yeah. Anyhow, come on, think fast. Anyway, so I went and we looked and it was all, I was like, "Yeah, I guess we can." Matt Struve, we ended up going, "Wait, they have a massive building back here." And it's huge. It's like as big as this, if not bigger. And it's their workshop. And so he was fishing around in there, and, you know, Eric's showing me what the choices are, and I'm too thrilled. And he says, "Hey, there's this door right here. It looks like a really good door." And so I looked at it, and I says, "That's the door." So we hauled that thing out in the middle of the night in the back of the car driving. I mean, we could have cut stitches digging. You have no idea. I mean, we're talking crazy. And then we had to get a door handle, so we found a new door handle that was in the package. And so we're zipping and drilling. This is all 30 minutes ago, okay, amongst the whole day so far, which has been insane for me. And so we get the door handle on, we get the door, it's a brand new door. And so we have to take all this apart and figure out, and get, and find tools in the dark with flashlights. Like, anyway, I just can't believe. I can't believe what we do sometimes. And so we got the door and we hauled it back. So they're out in the woods right now. Mosquitoes eating them alive. Flashlight in their teeth, hammering, trying to get this door to stand up in the middle of a field. Okay? So that's what's going on with that, okay? So that's where they are. They're right now trying to make me happy and trying to make sure that you're all happy and trying to make it all happen. So this is the deal with the door, okay? The door is just an ordinary door, okay? It's an ordinary door. I don't want to see no fools fucking with my door, okay? Because if it falls over, you're going to get a lot of shit from me, okay? It should be fine. The idea is, on your own time, and we'll show you where it is, okay? On your own time, there is not a time like, oh, we're all going to the door now, okay? There ain't no thing. It's, you go on your own. You go when you got time. And it's going to be sunny. Don't get sunburned. Don't. Listen, I always have to say, I have to do this. I'm burning. I'm sitting meditating for 2 hours looking at the door in the sun. Don't be ridiculous, okay? Anyway, so the door, a door in a field, you already figured that part out because you're like, what the, interesting. Okay, a few thoughts went through your mind, okay? The lesson is for you to go out there and to look at the door. And we've arranged for the door to kind of glow at night, too. Now, there is no mysterious, magical... I'd be already through the door. I had enough today. I would have been checking out. Okay? Hopefully there's a glow for the effect. Okay? It's to create a surrealness. Do you understand? Surrealness that messes with your head a little. Okay? It's your brain saying, what the hell is a door doing in the middle of this field? Okay, and you're already visualizing a field, you already got the door, you already have it all. So when you get there, it'll look like nothing like you want. You're going to say, what a piece of crap this all is. So lower your expectations, and when you get there, you're going to be like, this is cool shit. Okay? And so it should have a glow if you go out there at night. Now there should be the road. We try to do it as realistically safe as possible. You know, when you guys are walking, you have a flashlight, that's cool. We're hoping to throw a few glow sticks on the ground, and it'll follow the glow stick breadcrumb path, and it'll get you to where you should be. You should see a little haloed door out there. So it should be cool as shit, right? I mean, work with me. Anyway, no applause, okay, all right, I'll run with that. Yeah, it was a little weak, but anyway, so you can do that on your own time. We're going to try to do it every night. And then we're going to switch up the light color a little bit and kind of, so you guys can decide if you want to go during the day, which I suggest also. And then at night, if I say, mosquitoes, don't trip and fall. Don't sit out in the sun and get fried because then you're no good for the rest of the week for everything else I'm going to do. Okay? Think about health first, okay? I know you guys are deeply spiritual, and you guys would be like, if Eric's a steer at that stupid door in the middle of the field, I'll do it. Great. Heavy-duty sunscreen. Deep 1,000 so you don't have to say, I mean, come on. I need to stress this because I just know how crazy some people can be about doing it. Now, all that aside, I don't want you guys to try to go around the door to see the backside. Can't do it. If you do it, you're out. Not literally out, okay? But you ruin, you got to work with the brain, okay? The brain is going to mess with you because it wants what it wants. So we have to take our higher consciousness and play with the brain because we have to pipe through everything through that channel. So if you can bend that channel a little bit and get it you can get it to do some shit that it wasn't really made to do, but it's cool, it can do it. But you just got to get it to do it, and then once it learns to do it, it's like, okay, you know, all right, I can do that. Wow. I don't think I used shit but once in that one. Anyway, so I'll check the recorder on that one. The things that amuse me. I know. Get on with it. Okay. So, you can't go around it. You shouldn't try. You're going to ruin it for yourself. So, you're going to ruin it for yourself. If you try to go around, you're going to, you know, it's like, let's go in the Wizard of Oz, okay? And you go to the castle, everything's great, and you're, you know, and then you find out the wizard behind, there's just some dopey guy doing his stuff, okay? Don't ruin it. Believe in the magic. Do you understand what I'm saying? You want to look at that door, and you want to think, if I open that door, there's going to be a universe there. It ain't going to be the forest on the other side. So, the door, you can't go around it. You're going to ruin it. You're going to ruin it. You can't. So, you got to be careful with yourself. And you got to say, you got to manage the body. You got to be, when you come up to the thing, you got to be like, wow, look at that. We're in, what the hell's that place with the talking lion? Narnia. We're in Narnia. Check out the door. Wow, okay. You get what I'm saying? You got to play with yourself a little bit. Okay? Only my people, okay? Oh. I was not there, okay? That you brought me there, okay? Anyway, so you gotta kind of you gotta get yourself to flow with it. Do you get what I'm saying? You gotta don't brainwash yourself to believe that it's a magic door. You step through it, you know, you're gonna be in Oz, okay? But the idea is that you gotta kind of play role with the idea of what this is, okay? And there's only one person in this room that's allowed to touch the door once for approximately 30 seconds. And you don't get everything in 30 seconds, tough shit, okay? And the person that brings you up to the door has to turn kind of away once they get you in the vicinity and cannot be looking at the door, okay? Because the other rule is, you can't get any closer than, let's say, from... You see the mic is where I am? What's that, 10, 20, 30, 40 feet? Huh? 15,
40 yards.
I don't know yards. Talk feet.
50 feet.
All right. See, I don't know everything. Anyway, 50 feet? I think that's good. I could live with even 40 feet, okay? But no more than that. You got to have kind of a line. I'm not going to put a damn line out there. It's supposed to be a field, not a hockey line, okay? So if you ruin it, you ruin it for yourself. You're only going to cheapen what I'm after, okay? I'm after something. You know me better than that. So 40 feet, you want to be careful because if you're too much on one side, you know, I think you're going to be okay for a good wide range, but you don't want to really be able to see kind of behind it. Do you get what I'm saying? You want to kind of keep, you want that front view or slightly front view. Don't, listen, the older students, don't be, you know, going, oh, look, there's... $50 bill floating down the hill. Get out of here. Okay. Okay? I'm kidding. I'm joking about that the last few days. But they know they're sharp. So you the younger people keep an eye on the older ones who've been around a little bit. The problem is you got to figure out who's who. How long? What's your rap? Okay. So you got this door. You know you can't go no more than 40 feet up to it. You want to sit there. And it's about looking at the door and reflecting on it. Okay? And just see what comes into your mind. Just kind of don't force an idea. Just feel the feels like. Not just the imagination. We don't want to be, it's going to be imagination, okay? But it's not about imagination as much as just saying, I know Pepin's got the damn key to that door, and I do. Literally, there's a lock on it. Okay, well, you think I'm stupid? Anyway, I know some of you guys in the middle of the night. Okay? So, you're going to... What? Aha, I'm smarter than Pepin. Okay? Not so smart. Anyway, so, we have a key. I think I gave it to Eric Robeson. I says, here's the key. But no matter how tempted you are, don't open the door. Especially if there's different colors and the one happens to be red on that day. Okay? So he was just like, you know, horse eyes. Okay? So, okay. Jeannie, I got it. I have to put this. Can I do that? Is that cool? Okay. I want to hang it because it's so pretty. Yeah, detail. Okay, so who said Pete was? Who was it that was saying that I'm the most detailed person they know? Was it you? And I was like, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. Damn it! No, I'm not. Anyway, okay. So the door. You with me so far? Or have I lost anybody? The door can have different colors in different days. It ain't no red. It ain't because I didn't want it. It didn't come in the box of glow sticks or whatever the hell we have. So I'm told. Anyhow, you sit there, you look at this door. You're going to have a little imagination, but it's really the feels like that you're kind of projecting what an imagination. And really true, you're almost manifesting. Okay? You guys following me? Listen, tonight, every night is about older students. I said this from the get-go, okay? If you don't know what I'm talking about, not my problem. Get the material. Get it from somebody who has it. I want to know about how you do whatever, okay? But you have to educate yourself, and so it's a little late. So you get out of it what you get out of it, okay? For those of us who understand what I'm saying, okay, you lit a feels like out there, but you need the imagination, okay, to create a feels like. But instead of doing a feels like of what it feels like, you're actually programming it. You're projecting it onto something. You get what I'm saying? Cool shit. Cool idea. Got it? Okay? So you're projecting, you're manifesting, you're doing a reverse feels like on this door, and the objective is, if I were to open this door, where is it going to lead to? Because it ain't going to be the other side of this field. It's not going to be what I think it's going to be. And you look at it and you just get to the point where you know, rather than you than it's just mental. You just kind of accept that possibility. You accept it like you would know when you open a door to your room, that you're going to walk into your room. Now, if you play around with this enough and you happen to go home and you're in that place and you open up your door and you walk in and you're in Narnia and you kick the door behind you, it's your own fault when you look, there's no more door and you're stuck in Narnia. Yeah, you love that, wouldn't you? Anyway. Whatever. You guys are... Work with me. Okay, so the door. In the end, you have to go through all these motions, okay? You have to go through all these motions, okay? In the end, I'm not really after the feels like, I'm not after the manifestation. I'm not after whether or not you open the door or you walk through. I'm not really after any of that. There is something in the moment of reflecting on that door that's between the moment of all of those things I've mentioned and the reflection of what you get back that you start to sample. There's a space in between. You following me? There's a something in between. And it ain't a lay, okay? Anyway, so it's something that there's not really a word for it, and the bitch about it is, so you're going to be like, well, how will I know if I figured out what that is? And if it don't have a name, how? Well, you know, it is what it is. That's why I came up with there is what it is, what it is. It's not so much that you have to even fully get it. When you kind of, it's kind of like, it's like these high pitched things. When you get the mic too close and it makes, and I ain't gonna do it because I don't like it, but it's like you're bending bandwidth, and it's like woo, 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 and you just get it, woo, boom, and then all of a sudden, hello, hey, whatever, I can hear you on the other side. Well, where are you? I'm here. Well, where's here? I don't know where here is. I can't see you, but I can hear you. Did that work for the imagination? There's something in between that's an element that you need as an advanced navigator. Okay? And it is what's going to allow you. To navigate, it's if you were to fold time and space, there is not a series of number. Well, maybe there is, but none of us would get it. Anyway, there is a logical process to arc reality and to fold space, to fold time. You know, how many people here have not seen the movie Dune, the first one? Higher. Okay. You guys should go see that movie, and you got to rent it, yada yada. It's a great movie. For he is the one. For those of us who know that. Okay. How many people here have seen it because it's on the movie list, and you can go out and rent it, and we tell, hey, you go watch this movie. Higher. Very good, very good, very good, very good. You know the part of the movie where the big tube is floating above the planet and all the spaceships are going inside of the tube because it's so massive, and it's this big black tube floating above space, and the hundreds of spacecrafts go inside the tube, and the door shuts. And the navigator they show, which looks like this big mutated whale that looks half human and half whale, okay? Because it's a human being or a race of human beings that started off and they did so much spice, which is like doing some kind of super powerful hallucinogen, okay? That opens your mind into the great rift of consciousness, okay? There is no spice. I'm it, okay? So don't go globetrotting trying to find some spice, okay? Anyway, so they go on the tube and they show this creature kind of floating in this like staticky red kind of field. And then it blows out this energy and it creates a planet. And it's a holographic planet, so it's not like it literally made a planet. It's using its mind, and you know, a movie has to work with what it can. So, and it's, you know, you're talking about a movie that I believe was made in the 80s. So, you know, they were like, how do we? Because there's a whole series of books. The books are probably better than the movie, but you don't need to read the books. Just watch the movie. It's that's good. And he blows out the planet. And in other words, he projects this from his mind and he creates it. But that's how they interpreted whatever, how he does it, okay? And he's looking at this planet. He's staring at the planet. He's inside of this big tube that has thousands of ships in it, let's say. And the spacecraft hold hundreds of people in each spacecraft. To give you an idea how vast this spacecraft is. And he looks at the planet, and he starts to, almost like he's swimming, but he's not swimming. I mean, these things are the strangest looking things. Let's hope we don't end up looking like that. Anyway, but anyway, he's a navigator. And they're the highest level of species that actually utilize the spice, because the spice is made by each advanced planet of people. They have their own secret, like, recipe, and then their inner society, secret society, uses the spice to amplify their abilities. So some of them are what they call the Bene Gesserit priesthood, which are like nuns, but the Bene Gesserit is bitches, is what I call them, but they're like bald, and they're just really, and they have like developed all of their psychic abilities very highly and intensely, and they have their methods of training one another and their order of what rank they're at and yada yada, and they use the spice in a certain way. They eat it or something, and it's made a certain way to expand their consciousness. And then other ones use it to create higher intelligence, and they can do mathematical equations, so they can do stuff with spacecraft and crazy stuff that other competitive worlds can't compete with. And they've figured out the niche to exploit their mind or tap into the galactic mind rather than the Gaia mind, but they can't move around beyond what their limitation is, so they just keep like building upon what they have figured out. Do you understand? And so the most advanced of all these different like humans, advanced species of people, okay, is the navigators. And some of them are like human, and they're bald too for some reason, and they talk kind of funny, and the ones that look like fishes are so super evolved that they're considered the most extreme level. They don't care what their body looks like no more. They just want to be plugged in 24/7 to the grid. I know a few people who are like that. But anyway, so it's so intense that it starts to disfigure them, and that's what creates this kind of body they have or something. That's at least my interpretation of it. Run with it, okay? So back to this giant tube with all the spacecraft. So they are the most advanced. Their mind can fold space. They can, what would take to cross space, like you're driving a car, but a spacecraft that can move very, very, very fast, like probably almost the speed of light, or the speed of light, let's say. Let's just throw that out there. At the speed of light, would take 100,000 years to get to the next world at the speed of light. Okay? But these creatures, these beings, the navigators, okay, in this particular case, can bring all these things into this tube. Their mind becomes one with the tube as if it was their body. Okay, their mind believes that the entire tube and everything in it. Now, I'm doing better than the movie at this point. Do you understand? I'm using our teachings to help you transcend what even the movie can't even conceive. Do you understand? But I'm using the movie because you guys can visualize and work with it and have like a reference, and it helps you. If your back is bothering you or you're uncomfortable, get up and go find a spot that's going to make you comfortable, because your uncomfortableness is going to project to me and I feel it and I don't like it. So if you're uncomfortable, do something about it. It ain't going to bother me. Now, so the mind of the creature becomes one with the tubes. And the tubes, with the spacecraft, they choose to believe, like the door. They choose to believe that that's like the blood cells and the micro life of them now, and that the tube is their body. And they their brain is inside their body, but they assume that their brain is just the tube, and that their brain is inside of their body, which is the whole tube now. And all the living creatures are part of them. Now, he blows out his, that's his consciousness creating the world. That's the world that they want to go to. Now, to jump a little bit, is what makes the navigators so extremely valuable in the universe is that there's one planet, yada yada, that has what the spice comes from, and then the whole universe kind of ships it, and they refine it to their secret recipe, okay? It's like KFC chicken, okay? So, but that's not what's important, okay? So I don't want you to get lost in that, okay? But I'm bringing it up so that you guys can understand and interpretate the movie a little bit better, because it's a very difficult movie to really absorb and understand fully it. But if you do, it's an awesome movie. Now, they are so important because they are the only ones for their people, their species, because everybody has a certain talent, remember? Theirs is to fold space. So they control the spice. Do you understand? Nobody can get this shit. It's like crack. It's like crystal meth. It's like they're all addicted practically to it, okay? So, that's terrible. Anyway, so they need it. They require it in order for them to maintain this intense level that they've evolved to. They need to acquire this to get their bodies to sustain that level of consciousness, because the body just can't hang there. It needs this to keep it there, let's say, okay? So they have to work with the navigators, or this planet. I think they're called navigators, right? Is it my, okay. So some of you guys know that movie too well. Okay, so I'm so proud of you. And so the navigators kind of are the shits. You understand? Because nothing goes down unless they say they think that they're okay with it. What? You don't want to use us? Have fun. We'll see you in a few hundred thousand years when you cross to the next solar system. Okay? And I mean solar system. Do you guys understand how vast space is? Forget one solar system to the other. It's an unbelievable amount of distance, even for light to travel. I mean, look at the stars. I mean, that's old shit already. There could be nothing up there right now. It could all be out. And we still think it's up there, all happening still. Okay? Yeah, I fuck with you all the time. Anyway, so that's not the case, just so you can check in. Anyhow, so the point is, so they have to deal with the guilds. The guild, that's what they call them. The navigators of the guild. And, yeah, I haven't seen the damn movie in I don't know how many years. But anyway, so they deal with the guild, and that's how the guild has its power, and they make their money to make these giant ships and all this other stuff, and they get everybody to kind of do what they want them to do, and there's an emperor that kind of runs the galaxy, and he's the head honcho, but he even, when they say jump, he's like, how high? You get it? He who controls the spice controls something, whatever, the universe, yada, yada, okay? Which gets in all into the movie about the one and blah, blah, blah. And he's like a super, super being, okay? And he don't even need the spice no more, okay? Anyhow, it's a great movie. So, back to the navigators. All the craft are in there. He blows the planet out. There's the planet. This is his projection of belief. It is the projection of his mind. And his imagination, and it's very well developed, it's very well controlled, it's very well refined. And then he says, it's real. This planet is real. He convinces himself. He does a feels like scanning it, accepts the data. And then, I'm getting it all wrong. He manifests it, which is really just blowing it out. So, But I don't want you to think that the manifestation's like literally, because it's not true. It's better for me to say he imagines the planet, okay? You guys following me, those who can? He imagines the planet, he creates it, and he's looking at this planet. Of course, he's got wheel eyes, and I don't know how it actually makes any sense, but, okay, he's looking at the planet. Details, I catch everything. It ruins everything. Anyhow. So he's looking at the planet. He's one with the craft. He's one with the ship. He and the ship are one. There ain't a question in his mind or a doubt in his mind that that's the case. He looks at the planet that's in front of him, which is the planet he wants to travel to. That planet is 100,000 miles away. He looks at the planet right in front of him that he's created, that's the planet that he wants to go to. It looks identical to the one he's here. And he believes with all his heart that is the world in front of him. And then there's the world, there he is, and his body is the ship, and he goes like this. And not literally, but he moves. Okay? And it's the planet coming in. And then it shows in the movie the whole tube, it disappears and they clip to him going from here looking at this planet, and he starts to move and the tube just fades over the planet that they're moving the people, the spacecraft from. It just fades, which is like a blue planet, it's an ocean planet. And Dune is a desert planet. It fades and then it go back and he's moving through this red static field, okay? Which is hyperdimensional space for those of us who want to use a visionary, okay? And it's, anyway. So he's moving, the ship is gone, and it's like maybe a 5 second little, okay? And he comes and he's in front of the planet and he just looks at it, and then it shows the craft materializing, okay, and becoming over the planet Dune, floating over the new planet. And he just folded 100,000 miles. And then he looks at it and he goes, oh, it's an illusion, it's okay. And there he is, he's over the planet. They open up the bay doors and all the ships fly back out and go back down to the surface of the planet, military, army, war, bang, 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 same story, different movie. Anyway, so, everybody with me? You seeing what I'm kind of after? Okay? You don't have to move a whole planet, okay? So when you're looking at the door, what I'm telling you as your teacher, it's not just whether you can imagine there's something going to go through the door. It's not just that you can have this expectation if you walk through the door, it's going to be an amazing place. Because what are you doing? What are you doing like the wheel? You're looking at that door and you're really blowing a planet out. That's the doors. I've already put it there for you. And it's a fucking glowing with glow sticks behind it, okay? It's brilliant. And you're looking at this door. There's the door. There's the door. I told you can't go to it, okay? So you're looking at the door. You almost... It's the expectation. It's that moment in between, that feeling of if I just took one more step, I'd be at the door, and then I'm going to walk through, and it's going to be another world. It's going to be space. It's going to be a planet. And I'm going to go, whoa, whoa, man, let me do it from over here. Whoa, you know, you're looking at stars, and there's a planet down there, okay? And you're like, okay, slam the door shut. You have to look at this thing and you have to just say, what if? And you just kind of let yourself kind of play with that. And then you got to catch yourself outside of yourself, okay? Watching the eye, you know, like when you're yelling and you're screaming and you're banging stuff around, and there's another part of you saying, okay, go for the glass thing. That'll make a good sound of it. All right, 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 right. Okay. You already thought and sculpted it out so you could put on a good show. That's your eyes. We learned all that already, okay? You got to use your, this is advanced training now. You got to kind of be aware of you looking at the door, contemplating, and then you got to kind of feel or watch kind of what's going on between you and that door. And as you're observing, you're learning. And then you go, okay, I got it. It's not words, it's like tones, but there's no tones. It's just a kind of knowing. Okay? Everybody with me? So you're studying, you're doing self-awareness. It's just another way to fool you to learn what's going to take a yogi to teach you 10 years to figure out. Okay? You understand? Unless you want to go to the yogi and hang out in the sun underneath the tree with the snakes for a few years starving, okay? Not me. Anyway, so that's what the door is. When we're done tonight, if you're not too tired, you can go tomorrow. I'm sure you guys will all find some time, but yeah, obviously there's going to be a lot of people. It's because, you know, you don't want to be social there. It's not about talking. It's not about chit-chat. It's not about, you know, hey, you got any SPF for me to borrow? Okay, you didn't bring none. Get the frick out of there, okay? It's hollow ground. This is a special place in a way. So you go there, you just kind of do your business. It's like going to the bathroom. You're going to ask the other person for something from underneath to hand over to you. Okay? You go there, it's just you and the door, and what you're going to get out of it. People are going to come, people are going to go. That's fine. Let them come and go. Okay? Because they're coming and going is part of the experience. Because you're going to feel their presence. And if you're doing a good job, you're gonna have your higher eye being aware of what's happening around your other eyes. Do you understand? Or at least what it's going to be. Megabits processing. This is what it's coming down to, is that you guys are learning so much and getting so far ahead that I actually have to stop and process for a little bit to spit data out. Now, remember the old days? Okay? You guys are moving. You're getting good now. So that's why I'm a little bit more entertained these days, if I don't fall off here. It's your middle pillar that is the being that starts observing what's going on. And it's how you distill what is really you. Oh, please, God, get what I just said. Do you understand? It's how you can figure out what it is you really are, or at least identify. Okay? It's like you're fooling yourself. It has to be interesting enough, but it has to hold the kind of pitch that's interesting enough to bring out that kind of thing in you. So you're playing with things. Not yourself. And it's all about observation. It's all about kind of learning and stuff. And then you're gonna get antsy. So let's get out of there. Come back later. If you're cool with yourself and you're like, you know, I'm starting to babble in my head. You know, the babbler's kicking in, whatever. Don't get mad at yourself. Don't get upset. Get up and leave when you're ready to leave. You're going to reflect on it. And maybe on the walk back, something's going to snap. I suspect something will come of it. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to come at that very moment. Because what did I say? You're jacking with time. You're playing with time. Somewhere's in there, there's some you who's figured it out. And that's some you sitting in a chair or whatever the hell you're doing, a hot tub, which better be me, okay? And you're thinking back to that moment and you're like, you know, listen to me. Am I coming in? Can you hear me? Am I coming through true and beautiful? La da 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 da. Get it? Now, what the hell would you have to say to yourself is what I'm wondering. Anyway, get the bag of chips. Don't go for the other ones. They sucked. Okay, so gotta have a little humor, you know? If it's too serious, you're gonna blow a microchip, okay? Why do I go to humor and serious? Does anybody know? You ever wonder why you can remember so much? If I kept it straight and I didn't get you to change your brain chemistry with a humor, you guys wouldn't even be here right now, believe it or not. Okay? You don't even know the expertise, okay? And that's not for my ego, but I think some of you do. I shouldn't say that. The reason for the humor is it's a necessity, okay, to get you to grasp the visuals and to keep the data going. Your mind, the brain, once it figures out what the bandwidth is, it's going to start jamming the frequency. It's the babbler. Do you understand? If I throw a joke out, ha ha ha, you weren't expecting it. It's like, oh, what the fuck? He was serious 2 seconds ago, and now he's talking about shit again, okay? If you watch my timing, you can almost watch the beats. Advanced shit, okay? Listen, if you guys knew the operation level, and I think some of you do, you sit back, you go, holy shit. If you think there's layers in the teaching and you go back and you listen again to the CD and you're like, where did that all come from? And then you come back to it a month or two later or 5 months later and you listen to it again, you're like, where the hell did that all come on the CD? Am I right or wrong? Okay? It filters it out. It doesn't let you know. It keeps it from you because it is the Gaia mind interoperating. When I throw something out there, that's a shock. Raise your hand if you learned stuff on shocking. Oh dear God! Thank you. Remember I talked about how Gurdjieff would slam his hand down on the table and everybody would be like this, and he says you need a little shock because the mind starts to get like in a mandala. It starts to zone out. Okay, and when it zones out, it's drifting out the sea. And if it's drifting out the sea, it ain't going to do you any good. You got to get to where you got to go. So every time I talk about shit, you're like, what the hell is he talking about shit again? Oh, yeah, see, not so funny this time. You're catching on. Now you're getting immune. Or it doesn't sound as good now. Why? So, in either case, there's a reason why I jack it up a little bit and then I bounce back to serious. I jack it up, I bounce back to serious. Then I jack you up over this way and and it's good, it's flowing. And you get back and you guys are getting used to me, but the point is that I keep your brain from figuring out my frequency. Because if it figures out the frequency, it's going to jam you. Even in my mind, it's the reason why I operate. It's the reason why you hear me talk to myself like a little joke or something to myself or something. I have to make sure that my brain, it's constantly tracking. You guys know what it does. You know the babbler. You know you're meditating and it's like you got a kitchen sink floating through your mind. You're like, the fuck is a kitchen sink? There's no fucking cabinet to it. It's just a sink. Ah, that's how it got me, because if it was a cabinet on it, I just would have went, okay? It knows how to, so that's why I do what I do. Everything I do, there's a reason, okay? There's a reason. It's just how much math equations can your brain grasp? Either that or I'm full of shit and I'm just really good at making shit into gold, okay? Could be. There's a lot of people who would say so. So, the door serves a purpose. It's just, you know what it is? Have you ever been to Cirque du Soleil? They're brilliant. They're brilliant. They have something happening on the main stage, and over here is some old lady doing something strange. And you're like, the fuck is the old lady doing something over there on the stage? It shows here. Okay? No, they caught on to how the mind operates. If you're not entertained by what you're seeing, come on, sometimes, you know, you're just like, okay, how many times you want to spin, lady? How many times can you float up with the ribbons and float down, okay? I've seen it 3 times. It's old shit already. What? Is it going to stop her? No, I look over here, I'm entertained. Okay, I look over here, I'm like, is he sitting on a crapper reading a newspaper? What the fuck is he doing? And this lady, whoa, they caught on. You understand? They caught on how to keep your mind where it needs to be. Okay, I think I'm done with that now. I think I've pounded it out. There it is. Okay. The door. Which am I going to pick? The guy on the crapper reading the newspaper or the little old lady who knows what the hell she's doing, okay? But it certainly isn't the main feature. It's the main feature is going to be the rest of the stuff I'm teaching. The door is the side entertainment. You getting what I'm saying? Okay? You go, you use it, you get it. If you don't, you don't. Don't bother me with it. It's there. It's a brilliant lesson. Okay? But that's all it is. It's there as a side entertainment, but it's brilliant and it's almost can cloud the main event. But if it wasn't, then it wouldn't be worth my time to do for you guys. Okay. What time is it?
6:10.
6:10?
Yes.
We're going to take an intermission. I need to get ready to switch my brain. Do you guys want me to go to round 2, or you guys want to call it quits for the night?
Round 2.
Raise your hand if you don't want round 2. Okay. You don't want round 2? Okay. All right. Well, I think the majority is going to rule. You can watch the video when you want. Okay? All right. I'll see you in round two. But round two is going to be good shit too, but maybe I should save it till tomorrow.
No!
I'm not messing with you guys now. I'm being really serious. It's... I need a break. The hell with you. Okay, no, I have to really switch gears, trust me, mentally, okay? Listen, I'm flying the jumbo plane that has 10 stories on it, okay? Okay? I need to decide how I want to operate from here because I got a lot of passengers in the tube, okay? And make sure you got to get to where you need to get. And if I drop a few off, okay, in the wrong spot, it ain't going to be too happy with me, okay? So, I'm sure. All right, 10-minute break, and I'll be back up in 10 minutes, and then I'll slam you with something else, okay?